Foi por vontade de Deus.
Fado is rooted in Portugal. Its tales are vast, with the power to reduce people to tears.
Que eu vivo nesta ansiedade. Que todos os ais são meus, que é toda a minha saudade. Foi por vontade de Deus.
That's Natalie Pierce, the first American fado singer to tour internationally and subject of a new short film, Echoes of Fado, from Newark-based filmmakers Yuri and Igor Alves.
When I would perform in California or anywhere in North America, even in Canada, and I would say I was from New Jersey, they would say, oh, Newark's the cathedral of Fado, because they would invest in bringing singers from the other side of the Atlantic, from Portugal, and they always had the biggest names in Fado perform here. And that was very inspiring for the community, for the immigrants that left Portugal and were able to sit in an event and just relive everything that they were longing for through the voice of a singer.
Tianica, essa velhota curvadinha, que nem já sabe quantos anos conta.
Natalie's co-star in Echoes of Fado is Portuguese singing legend Anita Guerreiro.
What's fun about Anita is that usually there's this persona behind Fado that you have to be a miserable person or a very sad and heartbroken person to sing this kind of music. And that's not the vibe you get from Anita. She loves to make everybody comfortable around her, and she's always making jokes, and she has this I don't know, there's something about her that makes people just feel comfortable and love her.
Nas tascas, na viela mais escondida, cheira a iscas, vão elas e a vinho. Onde vem? Cantem, filhos.
She's still singing in Portugal. They keep celebrating her, and she always feels uncomfortable. She always acts like, what am I dying? Why is everybody, you know, doing this for me? But the truth is, she's a living legend. That's who Anita Guerreiro is in Portugal and around the world to Portuguese communities.
Fado's popularity stems from Portugal, but Natalie Pierce, one of the music's most promising singers, says its origins are unknown.
People say that maybe it started out in C, or maybe they hear Brazilian influences, or maybe even the streets of Lisbon, but nobody really knows. What I found from singing to audiences that don't speak Portuguese is that people are very empathetic, and even though they don't understand the language, they still really, really feel a connection and love Fado, so it's a special form of music.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos.